one or two 20-penny nails in it to hold it in place. That post never will give. But if you put up a little brace and pretty steep, and out of a little sappy pole, in about 5 or 6 years that pole will all bend down and let your fence get loose.
Did you ever make fences out of anything besides wood and wire?
I made it out of concrete.
Concrete, anything else?
No.
Never made them out of stone or rock?
Well, I built a stone fence once around my barn where there's a bank on the hole. Those stone fences where you got plenty of rock, they ain't very expensive. But still, they don't stand up good. A rock rot and it'll fall and a gap come in it. You got to keep them up same as anything else.
Well, now, if you didn't have room in the barn for all your hay, would you put some of it outside?
Yeah, they used to rick a lot of hay.
What'd you call that thing that you put your hay, I think you put a pound of, have a pole in the ground and you pile hay up around it?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Haystack.
What shape was it?
It run to a point. You see, you keep it about straight till you get up about 10 feet high. Then you gradually bring it this way like a roof on a house.
I see.
And you pole, you seal hole that at the top to keep it from blowing off.
Was it round or was it oblong or what shape?
What, the pole?
No, the haystack.
Oh, it's round. They always build them round. Only when I was raising all that alfalfa, I built ricks 15 feet by 30 feet. And then when I'd get on, I had tarpaulins, put these tarpaulins over it, tie poles to the tarpaulins to hold them down, you see, keep them from blowing off. That hay just kept like it's in the barn.
Well, what's the difference between a rick and a haystack?
It's much bigger.
A rick's bigger?
Yeah, this other one ain't over, it's about 10 feet in diameter, then round.
Well, out in the field, before they had windrows, sometimes they'd pile hay in just little piles. What would you call them?
Call them cocks. Hay cocks.
And
they used to take a chain and a mule and throw that chain around that little hay cock at the bottom, push it around it, and just carry that whole thing to the rig.
I see.
Not have to fork it.
Now, what do you call the field where you let the horses graze?
The field where you let them graze?
You
call them pasture lot.
Now, when you plow, you have little trenches along the field. What do you call them?
Well, the way it's hilly, they call them terraces.
Terraces.
They build terraces, you see, to keep these hills from washing. You put a terrace up.
What about when it's flat?
When it's flat?
Flatland. What do they call these trenches?
They don't have them.
Well, when you plow.
That's a furrow.
I see. Well, before you can farm on the land, say you come, you're a pioneer and you come into new country, before you can farm on the land, it has trees on it.